Welcome to Sapphire Zero Play. Warning, this is for 18 and over. Open-minded sexy motherfuckers. Be prepared for sexy guests, multiple orgasms, and surprising moments. Get ready and pour the wine. Sapphire's taking you for a ride.
Goodness. I feel like I've been away for a long ass time. I can't hear myself.
I can't hear myself.
But anyways, I know I've been gone for like a week. Your girl is fine. My car isn't. Yes, I was in a car accident last week. Thank you for everybody who did reach out to check on how I was feeling. As you can see, no bumps, no bruises anymore. Just plain old Sapphire in her crazy ass ways. But, you know, it is the week, or the month, the second week of May. But it's called Maturbation Month. And it's called Maturbation Month for a reason, okay? It's Masturbation Month. Oh. National Masturbation Month. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Actually, if you're going to be in the San Francisco Bay Area at the end of the month, you guys can go to the annual Masturbate-a-thon. Yes, they have an actual Olympics dedicated solely for the purpose of masturbating. So if you think that you got what it takes to do some jizzing, some air guitar with your little man friend or your lady friend, check it out. Go to, I think it's called masturbateathon.com. Just Google that shit. What's the matter?
Did you just say air guitar?
Yes! They have like an air guitar competition. Or I think it's like sex in the air. It's like a sex in the air competition.
Like Bill and Ted.
Yes!
What make May Masturbation Month?
Okay, so what happened, this is why Masturbation Month is May. Okay, so back in 1995.
Why couldn't it be Jerk Off June or something like that?
Fuck that! Fuck that! No! Okay, so there's so many reasons why Masturbation Month is Masturbation Month. So let's start with the basics. Okay, so the first reason is because back in 1995, the Surgeon General back in the day, Dr. Jocelyn Elders.
Oh, that was that freak old lady.
Yeah, she said that masturbation should be included in youth sexual education classes. So for all the sex ed programs that were going on in the public schools, they wanted to change it and said, well, why don't we talk about masturbation? It's not like a bad thing.
Right.
It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, of course, this was during the Clinton administration, so they fired her ass, and immediately, this little small store that was just developing in San Francisco called Good Vibes, or Good Vibrations, great store, excellent, oh my god, I can't even begin to tell you how much a bitch has gone broke at that store, but it's great. They have one in downtown San Francisco, they got one in Oakland now, and they have one back east, which is great too. So because of the response to that, Good Vibes decided to make it a national holiday in their own right. So the day that they did it was, like, I think it was May 7th or May 9th. So now they made it a whole entire month. So all the sex toys just go all crazy.
Okay.
Crazy sales and all that. So go and masturbate. And say, you know, you have a legit reason. Tell your boss you're coming in late because it's masturbation month. Tell
him, you know, June, July, August, September, October.
But I'm telling you, it could be a legit excuse.
I like
the more people catch on, like, they really want to make this a national holiday. National Masturbation Month.
It's called Jerk Off June. That's the only way I sign.
Well, Militant said he's jacking off right now. So there we go.
Hey, just shave your palms and you done, dog.
Fuck that. Fuck that. But I'm saying, you know, they got.
Last month,
it was STD month. It was STD awareness month. They got May masturbation.
So,
okay.
You get STD first, then you jack
exactly,
off.
Exactly, and then you go jack off.
I guess you can't fuck if you got STD,
hey,
so you can't do much of a jack off. Huh?
Hey, I didn't make up the rules.
Perfect time.
I didn't make up the rules. I mean, like you guys, you can masturbate 365 days a year. Shit, 24/7.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, masturbating would be legal out in the streets.
I'm with you.
You know what?
You can smoke weed.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
You know, we legalize weed. You can go and drink in bars. Why not masturbate in bars?
I'm with you.
Just do it safely.
I'm not
have a jerk-off corner.
I don't want to see that shit. I'm so not. I don't want nothing.
Don't go to, then you need to stop going to SF then. Don't go to San Francisco.
No,
on certain days of the year.
That's just like the Western End club.
Yeah, you can't jerk off in bars.
No.
What?
Well,
no.
They got,
hey, women get to breastfeed. Why can't we?
They started limiting how women can go breastfeed in public. So,
but we can. Is
that is true. Though they do say
it's all nutrition.
But some women say that they get off to it.
It's all nutrition.
Some women say they get off to breastfeeding.
I don't know if I want to breastfeed my child.
I like my nipples being played with.
And a lot of women get off to getting jizzed on.
I don't know.
It's all nutritional, right?
I mean, if it's in a legal, safe place. My ass. It depends upon how protein it is.
That ain't no problem.
Okay, if you eating burgers 24/7, that ain't protein. That's just pure fat and saltiness. That's nasty. So
you know, burgers?
Yeah.
We were talking about jizz. We ain't talking about no burgers.
But when you start eating a lot of burgers, you can start tasting that meat, and it's nasty.
Don't swallow it.
Okay, when I was still sucking dick.
Don't swallow it.
No, fuck that. I still gotta go down and slob on your knob.
I just got like a Western right here.
Some heartburn. You got some heartburn, some acid reflux going on. I'm just saying, shit happens. Shit really does happen. But you know, everybody, my name is Miss Sapphire. If you're just now tuning in, oh my goodness. Welcome to Sapphire's Airplay. We are talking a whole lot of shit. We're talking about Masturbation Month. We're talking about walking in on your parents or having your parents walk in on you. Or hell, what if you walked in on your roommate, your best friend? Just period. Have you ever had a moment when somebody has walked in on you? Okay? Naomi, you need to come sit in the hot seat, I think, because you guys laughing your ass off like no tomorrow. What was so wrong?
Because we all got busted doing the
See? Exactly. No. Have you busted your parents?
No, that would probably been blasted.
I've busted all my parents a few times. I've heard them.
I'm David doing
dog stuff. Oh, see, that's just wrong. Speaking of, it's funny that you brought that up. I just started
nice modding. Segue, right?
No, seriously though, this is why I got the whole concept. I just started my other TV marathon. I like to do TV marathons, and so everybody's been telling me you need to get into Modern Family. That shit's fucking hilarious. Yes.
You know, so, you know, Family is pretty good.
You know what? I like reviewed it one time in college, like one episode. And I was like, man, this shit is funny, but I don't have time. So, you know, when you're in bed,
laid up,
can't do anything, literally got the whole neck brace, your back all fucked up, you're going to watch some Modern Family.
And masturbate.
I could not masturbate for shit. But let me tell you, I got a good sexing. Let me tell you, when you're injured and you got a significant other, milk that shit up. Milk that shit up. You can just lay on your back, get your pussy eaten, get fucked sideways, all that good shit. Milk that shit up. Now, let's get back to the point, though. So,
Best
Modern Family.
Ever.
Yes. So, there was an episode where the kids wanted to surprise their parents on their anniversary with breakfast in bed. Well, the parents were having their own breakfast party, and the kids walked in on mommy and daddy getting it from behind. And the little kid in the family, he's really nuts. He's really stupid. I'm sorry. The boy annoys me. If he was my son, I'd probably kill him. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I would have to slap him with the dictionary to see if it will make his ass smarter. But he said, why was mommy running into daddy and then wrestling her? And I'm like, oh, that just brought me back to the day when I walked in on my parents when I was about 7. And it was for a legit reason. Like, I was sick. I said, mommy, daddy, I threw up. Can you help me? And my mom and dad shunned me out the room. And they're like, Megan, we're busy. I said, but you're supposed to be sleeping. What do you mean you're busy? And my dad's like, will you close the damn door? I was like, but I threw up. We'll be there in a minute. I got to put some clothes on. Mistake number one. Don't tell your child that you're getting busy and then you got to put clothes on. Mistake number three. I asked, why, if it's hot, why are you having, you know, not clothes off, but why did you have your blanket covering you? Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, because I got cold. I said, mom, but it's hot. She's like, close the damn door. I'll be there in a second.
You said it's dumb being curious, Judge.
Yes! I want to know.
Right, because someone got thrown at
you. Hey, I'm the only child, but I'm just like, I mean, this wasn't the first time, so I thought maybe mommy and daddy were having a fight, because I heard some groans, some soft eyes, and I heard the bed, headboard, moving. Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't want to know if my dad and mom, like, get it in good.
And you're an only child?
I'm an only child.
Like that. He was laying down. Wow.
Bang, well, I'm usually a deep sleeper. I'm usually a deep sleeper, so who knows how many times I used to get it in. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? So I'm just telling you, you know, if you got small children, and I know, and please, I want to hear your stories tonight, and you might win the ear playlist of the week. We got some good albums that I came in touch with, which we'll display later on. But you can call up in 661-312-8580. The number is 661-312-8580. I want to hear your stories of being walked in on or walking in on your parents. Hell, I'm just like, after seeing it, it then came to realization, like, yo, y'all were fucking, but I don't know. In my household, we're very weird. We're a little too comfortable with each other.
No wrong with that.
No. No, but people just don't understand.
That's
they just like, don't no. understand. In my family, it's just, like, way too open.
You sound a little scarred there, Sapphire.
What do you mean?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Oh, Lord, please.
Are your daddy putting in?
I don't want to know!
Well, he's fucking the shit out your mom.
I don't know!
Bang, bang, bang.
I don't want to know if my mom and dad get it in like that. I mean, sure, they do.
Can your mom throw down?
I don't want to know. I mean, they've been together for a long time, so I mean, shit. Might as well.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
I don't know. But I did remember asking my parents, where have they not done it? And my mom tried to play a joke, but I'm still, like, convinced this shit happened. But she said, you know, you shouldn't sit on that couch. You shouldn't sit on the dining room table. You shouldn't sleep in your room anymore.
Right, in your room.
I was just like, I go away for college for 1 year. The first year.
Your ass wasn't at college when they did it in your room.
Oh, I know. I don't want to know. Like I said, I don't want to know. Do not want to know.
You ever came home, your room was extra clean?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I cleaned your room today, sweetie.
See, I don't know. I don't know.
I cleaned that teddy bear there. Why is over there?
Fuck that. All I want to know is, I don't know what's worse. You my parents find your my sex toys? What? No! Don't be honest. I don't like my parents have found my sex toys. See, I don't know what's worse. I've had my parents walk in on me. I've had my parents find my sex toys. I've walked in on my parents. Thank you, Naomi. What's so wrong?
Wait a minute. Can I say this? You know, let me tell y'all something. Y'all be borrowing my dog, Pam, but y'all complain about my babies all the time. Look, I can't have them on a short leash.
You might have to. Shit. I would love to borrow them every week. Can y'all just come every week, though?
Hell no, nah, you know.
Uh-uh, we don't have Sam. We don't got Sam.
Sam baby, he left.
Sam baby is sick. He's out for, like, I don't know, for a month or two.
Turn your mic, baby. Turn it to the heart.
Oh.
Turn it. There you go, baby. Yes. There you go. The hearts don't lie. It's been so long, you don't know how to.
It really has. It's been a long time. No, I know how to hold it right. You know, it happens. Sometimes I'm like this. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Right. She like this on it. Like, should I really go that close to it? Like, if I put my hand on it, is it going to be like.
But seriously, though, I don't know what's worse. Having my parents walking in on me, finding my sex toys, or me walking in on them. I don't know what's wrong. Well, I don't know what's worse.
The fact of the sex toys. I mean, as you little, you was only 7 years old. Like, yeah. When I probably was like 12 when I called my parents, when I saw, and it was like my sister was sick. The same thing. My sister was sick, and she came to my room first. So I don't even know if she went to their room.
And
then came to my room. So yeah. I don't know that because her room was like in the middle of our bedroom. Mm-hmm. So she came to my room and then I went and knocked on the door. No one answered because it was music playing. And I hear, you know, I hear that.
Yeah. You hear mama coming.
Yes, I hear the noise in the room. So I open the door. I open the door and I see and I shut the door real fast and I said, come on, let me. She said, no, I want my. I said, come on. So I went in the bathroom and, you know, helped her out and had her come and sleep in my room. So that was a friend, and I never told anybody about that one.
Oh my
The second time is I called my my sister and my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So I was staying at their home, and I was sleeping in the room, in the guest room, and I was asleep in the room, and I heard this, it was like, I don't even know because what I thought that was happening, I thought that somebody was getting their ass beat.
See?
Because the slap was like, bam, bam. Damn. You know, that's all I hear. So
it didn't work.
Right. So my initial thing was,
oh my God,
I'm about to get up and I'm about to whoop his ass. You know, that was my first thought. So I jumped up. I went to banging on the door. Open up this goddamn door. The door.
Open the door. How old were you?
We was grown ass people. I was visiting them.
Oh. See, that's, I don't know. I think it's worse when you're, like, older and you know what's going on. Yeah,
but I didn't know what was, I swear to God, I didn't know what was going on. Because all I heard was, I mean, it was loud.
So, wait, you couldn't distinguish from an ass clap to somebody's ass being booked?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, in the things was, it was just like, it was shit falling. They was getting it in. And if you, he like 6'9", and she like 6, so these some big ass people. Getting the end and the thing.
How big
like
was the ass?
I wasn't looking at my sister's ass.
Well, how big would you say your sister's ass is compared to yours?
I was not looking at my sister's ass. I wasn't. My whole embarrassment is seeing them naked.
Right.
Just there, and I felt so like.
Oh my God. God.
You know what I'm saying? That was just like, oh.
This is over. Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what?
Naomi, you're going to have to go home, baby.
Right.
Hell yes.
I told me to get over here. That's why I was cracking up laughing over there.
Damn.
Because and then they came, after that, they came in the room and they sat down. They was cracking up laughing at me because I was just so like, I am so sorry because I'm like, I'm like, damn, is you slapping her that hard on her head? Like, just like, damn.
It's the worst.
Like, really? In the
they were getting it in. And
girl, yes. And they said, we totally forgot you was here.
You know what?
That work.
But that happens, though.
That I was there.
But that does seem to happen. Because, I mean, there are times where I tend to forget where I am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just get that horny where you should just not give a fuck. But then you realize, like, oh, shit, this is not my house. This is not my bed. Shit, this is not even my car. Like, oh my God. There are a lot of ways. I mean, not a lot of ways, but there are a lot of stories I have where people have walked in on me on, like, some really bad occasions.
Really?
Yes. Like, one time I lied to my roommates and walked 5 blocks up to the house and said, oh, I had to pee. And I couldn't hold it, so I got off the car, and I actually went to go and let in my booty call to my room, you know, to get in and just slip in easily. Well, I forgot to leave a note or something for my roommate, and so she walked in on me on the board. I had a shirt on still because we were still, like, we were just getting into it, and I just couldn't wait. So I had a shirt on still. My bottoms were done. He was ass naked, just getting me from the behind. And
you
just
know what is it? Everybody get called doggy style. Let me, like, seriously, that's the
I mean, doggy, yes, like, we could say it was doggy style, but it was like some ugly dog. Like, the bed was really, like, moving. Like, the whole bed shifted, and you heard everything, every creak, everything. Yes, like, that's all you heard. My roommates are pissed because, like, even our blind, our thing came down. I usually they know if I'm getting laid, I leave a note on the door, or hell, at least I'll play my speakers really loud. Mm-hmm. And that's the code, like, somebody's being fucked. I didn't do either of that. I was like, fuck it, I'm drunk, I'm high, I did not give a fuck. I'm gonna get this dick. He came to my door. That's like on demand dick. That's like, that
dick
is
on demand.
Shit.
On demand.
That's dick on delivery. That's DD. Yes, exactly. DD. Oh no, ODS. On demand dick service. There we go. On demand dick service.
Only at Chocolate Radio.
Put that disclaimer on because I will, thank you. I will kill a motherfucker trying to steal my words tonight. But seriously.
What's that? On the dick? What?
On demand dick service. On-demand dick service. But yes, you know what? I don't play games. I don't care. I don't care. But it's just the way that after the fact you deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like afterwards, I literally came sitting at the dining room table, had a big old smile on my face, took another shot. My mom's like, get the fuck out. She's like, get the fuck out. She's like, why were you in doggy style and your shirt was still on? I said, I could not wait. I could not wait. She didn't even say, like, you know, you disgust me. It was just like, get the fuck out. Why was your shirt on still? That's not the way you approach your homie.
Right.
That's not the way. There are ways and means of delivering it. Like, you could have just sat my ass down and just said, you know, next time if you're going to, you know, fuck, mm-hmm. please leave some indication on the door. Hell, text somebody. I don't even care if it's incomplete. Just text me. We all got phones. Yeah, put your drawers around the knob. You know, we've all seen worse. Put the wrapper on the door. Something indicates as if my screams didn't indicate that I was getting laid.
Right, exactly.
Okay? You could have just...
Get it in.
Yes. That's all. That's all you got to do. But you know what? There's, like I said, parents too. You parents are wrong too. Because you know you're wrong when you're telling your kids that you're naked. Get out. Don't answer the door.
They need to lock the door.
Thank you.
They need to lock the door. For real.
If they have a lock, lock it. Double lock it. Hell, deadbolt the door.
And that's what I told my friends. Why y'all didn't lock? They totally forgot that I was there. Like literally.
And they,
I mean, they had no kids. You know what I'm saying?
So there we go.
Yeah, they didn't have any kids and I was
so
visiting.
They're
yeah.
used to that.
Yeah.
They're used to being naked.
House, everybody grown.
I mean, worst comes to worst. At least they weren't like fucking in the kitchen. Like, huh? At least they weren't like fucking in public right in front of you, though. That would have been so disrespectful. No. Be like, we forgot you were here. You're sitting on the couch and they're like 10 feet away from you.
I done did that before.
No.
Yeah.
You fucked somebody.
Yeah.
Hey. And they were on the couch.
Hey, I went to SIU University in the dorm room. Me and Ogre and a roommate is in the room. We getting it in.
Was she sleeping?
Hell no, she was actually studying for a test.
Well, whoa.
I couldn't wait. Her roommate couldn't wait. We got it in. And you know me, only thing I think about is come on, join in.
Did she join in?
Hell no.
For real, was that what you was thinking? For real?
Yeah, for real.
See, I would have beat your
Lord.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't put it out there like
Bye, Kamikaze. You don't have to be rude.
But if she wanted to join in, I wouldn't have been mad. Her roommate wasn't mad.
I mean, as long as the roommate wasn't mad, I mean, shit.
I think she passed that test.
You should have just allowed her to come in. You should have just went like this.
I hit it late on that semester, but...
Oh!
She was seeing me putting work in. What you think? Come on now. Women, y'all, she's seeing me putting work in.
Oh, that's like, what's the name?
Oh,
what's the name of that movie? That show?
Which show?
Oh, my God. That comes on Showtime.
Entourage?
No.
Entourage doesn't come on.
Shameless.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do not watch that show anymore.
That's the best show on TV.
Girl, yeah, that show is
I need to catch up with
that's
it.
That's the only show on TV.
Oh, that is not the only show. That I'm missing ESPN. My Jack Bauer fix right now. Yeah. Mixing my 24.
That's why you need Hulu Plus.
Hey, fuck that. It's called you just get Apple TV and download it illegally and beam it on your TV. Sapphire knows. Sapphire be dropping them bombs. No I don't care.
Piracy, no video piracy.
Hey, I did say a legal product. It was Apple. It was an Apple product I use at least. We do something legal.
Over here.
Sorta. We half a Mac. We half Macs. We half a Macs here. But yes, 661-312-8580. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. First caller that calls in. Actually, the first caller to identify who am I wearing.
Oh, I know.
My titties. You can't say Naomi. But this is a nice little gift from our lovely homeboy, Mr. Yankee, Mr. James.
Wait.
AKA Benchwarmers.
Really?
Ooh, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-oh. James, if I know you listening. So you should definitely call in, James. You in trouble. Naomi just gave those eyes. She is pissed. You want my shirt?
I want your damn shirt.
I want to take it off now.
And shout out to her because she's following me as of today. So shout out to you, beautiful. But if you can guess who is on my breast, Okay. You can call in right now, 661-312-8580, and you'll get the new Michael Jackson Escape album, which is actually going to be released in about 3 hours.
Okay.
But you get it right now. You can get it right now. Also, you can get your I Am Sue, the new album from I Am Sue, rapper I Am Sue from the Bay Area. But yes, like I said, walking in on parents is just shameful. Your parents walking in on you, I don't even know. Scoops, you won, but you got to call. Call, motherfucker. 661-312-8580. Scoops, I'm serious. You won, but you got to call in. Not tweet or anything like that. But yes, you just need to make sure that if you are going to sit your child down, just properly tell them what they're doing. Or hell, why don't you ask them, ask your child what you think they were doing. That's always a good question. Why?
Because if your 7 year say, I thought I was fucking. Are you really ready to hear that?
Hey, you know what?
Mama, I thought you were sucking dick.
If your kid has common sense, he can just say you were doing sex. You were having sex.
But he might say fucking. He might say.
If he says fucking, then you have every right to smack him upside the head.
You need a longer
beat that child's ass. Exactly. Beat that child's ass for that. And you can put that disclaimer on there, but we like to beat children with belts. Okay? I don't have kids.
You can whoop ass on Taco Radio.
Shit, I don't have kids, but I'm just saying, fuck.
We endorse a good ass whooping to a minor.
Hey, by any means necessary. Wrong. Exactly. Like, kids should not even coming up to their parents saying, y'all were fucking. Just saying, you're having sex. Rizzy Royce even suggests, have a safety word. I suggest that.
A safety word.
Yeah, have a safety word. If you hear a knock, maybe the sex isn't that good. So maybe you got to do like a safety knock or
wait
something.
Wait a minute, fight, fight, fight. What the fuck is this? Preschool?
Why?
Marco Polo.
Right. You knocking on the door. Mommy, and your mommy get, what's the safety word? Ooh.
I don't know. That like, think is, about it.
The safety word, that dick is good. What the
hell? Hey, all I know is when I have kids, I'm going to put it this way. Mommy and mommy or mommy and daddy will have a floor above y'all, okay? Which will be soundproof. If you need me, you call us. You don't knock on the door, you call me.
Skype y'all ass. Y'all turn that Skype off.
I ain't. Uh-uh! Please, my children are going to learn early on what the hell is going on in my bedroom.
Let me FaceTime mommy.
They're going to know that there's a forbidden wing. Hell, there's going to be a forbidden room. We all have read or heard about 50 Shades of Grey. There is a forbidden room, a red room in that book. Yes, there will be the Sapphire Love Room. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I
you
wish
know that's going to make them want to go there more.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. They're just not going to know. They're just going to think it's like a hidden closet. They can't get into that. I'm going to get a zapper. I'm going to get like a laser or something. I'll zap my kids.
You know how many things I wasn't supposed to touch and places I wasn't supposed to go, and I always found out how to get into
those
places.
Have you ever found your parents' sex toys?
No, they didn't have any.
Nobody had sex toys?
No, I mean, like, my uncles used to have the nudie books and stuff like that. Like the nudie thing.
Oh my God!
My mama hit a sex toy. It was called Daddy.
Oh!
But you don't know. Like, she didn't have that. Like,
she didn't have that?
No, like, when we, like, my aunts and them used to give these like, sex toys parties, and my mom didn't know what the hell that was. She was like, what? Please.
Damn.
My mom and dad is so vanilla.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you know something back
well,
then? That generation,
man.
Them older generation, they need all them toys.
I don't know about y'all, but my nana told me what she had. She had like a wooden dildo. They did make wooden dildos back
splinters
in the day.
In the pussy.
Splinters all in that.
No, they weren't like wooden. They had little things on there.
That was no deal.
That hit top.
Louis V.
Slugger. They used to have one. They had one
bottom
that was
of a bat.
Before. Wait a second. Hold up. Dog pound is a mess. You know what? That's it. Next week, I'm going to bring a squirt bottle. I'm going to start squirting y'all.
That was an all-purpose deal, though. You can use that motherfucker to roll motherfucker. Roll dough. Play baseball. All kinds of shit.
Oh, my God. If you guys are tuning in, I'm sorry. Please excuse. Somebody,
go out there and give me that stick. I need a whooping. No, I just need it for something else.
Oh, God. But no, they had these things called the personal massages before the Hitachi.
Everybody like your mama pies, didn't it? Your grandmama pies.
Oh, stop it. No, not my mama.
Oh. Nana, you make the best cherry pies. Oh, Nana, give us more than
that. No, Nana. Don't talk about my Nana like that. Don't talk about my Nana like that. She is a nice lady. She just says, you know, old people need love too. Yeah. Like, she getting in. She has no fear. I know my grandmother be masturbating. What? This shit is limp. This is limp dunk syndrome.
She can't keep it.
You know, I can't.
You had to keep it hard.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So then we put our hands on it. Bing!
I'm mad as hell. Making it sound like, you know what? It's just, it just doesn't like lesbian hands on mics. Okay? It's a lesbianist. Okay? It's a lesbianist mic.
You
better
hold it like this. You hold it like this and you caress it.
If I hold it and caress it like this, I'm going to take this shit home. Okay? Play with it my damn self. That's what I'm going to say. But you know what? We're going to take a break from all this foolishness and we're going to talk about the dazed, sexed, and confused. But right before then, Mike, why don't you play that commercial for this new app called iLick?
What's not to love about your iTouch? Movies, music, every app imaginable, all at the touch of a finger. There's only one thing your iTouch couldn't do until now. The new iTouch, myself. So simple to use, like you've been doing it your entire life. Keep it in your pocket. It's fun, it's easy, and it's handy. The new iTouch, myself. Your PDA has never been this personal. The new iTouch, myself. Available now, anywhere, anytime you want. Concerned about
myself?
Your lack of lady pleasing technique.
You don't want some I touch myself?
No, because I touch myself.
You know, I don't want to know if people have masturbated with their iPhones, but I do want to know this. Why would a woman in Britain try to have sex on a flight with her parents were on board?
Wait, huh?
Okay, so this woman,
how old is she?
She's in her 20s, okay? So she struck up with a friendship with a man, so she was trying to get into the Mile High Club with a total stranger on her Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, so she was doing a one-night stand.
Yeah.
The Mile High?
Yeah, so she was flying from the Great Britain to Las Vegas. Okay, so that makes sense.
You got enough time.
You know, you got plenty of time. So she, you know, starts chatting it up with this guy, and, you know, they said, you know, why don't we go and do the nasty? But the girl just didn't understand, you know, when you're on a Mile High Club kind of search, you really shouldn't do it when your parents are maybe in, like, the seat in front of you and back of you or, hell, just on the same flight. Just don't do that. I don't condone trying to go into the Mile High Club when your parents are on board. So to make matters worse, you know, nowadays it's kind of harder. And some people can correct me if I'm wrong, but there are a lot of air flights that won't even let you stand up in a flight if there's more than three people at the bathrooms already. They will tell you to sit your ass down.
Really?
I was on a Southwest flight not too long ago.
Oh,
yes. But but even on Virgin America does not play either. Virgin America, I was going to Chicago last year. And no, I was going to Florida last year. And somebody told, one of the stewardesses was like, miss, you have to sit down. We're past capacity. I was like, but there's only two of us. She's like, ma'am, we don't condone more than two people waiting for the toilets.
What?
And I didn't want to question it. I was like, oh, because people try to be fucking up in here. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I sit my ass down. This girl just didn't give up. So I guess there were some hand jobs going around in the seats. She was blowing him and everything. I mean, she was giving everybody on the Virgin flight, you know, a own show. But then she decided to go into the bathroom, and that's when passengers and the airline staff started hearing quote-unquote loud noises. And then they said the cabin crew had to force the door open because they didn't want to open the door. And that's when they found her in a very compromising position on the sinks, and he was on the toilet getting it in, and the parents were already on their way to the bathroom. So they saw their daughter fucking the shit out of this stranger on the flight. And the next thing that happened was, you know, the parents had to see their daughter being handcuffed naked off the flight. They had to delay the flight and escorted her off the plane.
Are you kidding me?
Not joking. They did not make it to fucking Vegas.
It's against the law to fuck in the bathroom. They said no smoking in the bathroom.
No smoking in the bathroom, but apparently you cannot be fucking in the bathroom, apparently. So if you're on a virgin...
Fucking, they arrested for detaining the flight.
That too. But I don't know.
So you can fuck on the flight.
I mean, yeah, I have. I mean, yeah. I'm in part of the mile high.
But you know, you got to be more discreet. Like,
right, so why they just didn't come out of the bathroom?
Right, they should just came out when somebody knocked on the door.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the part of, you know.
But people are stupid nowadays. Now here's something.
Going to Vegas,
and they were all going to Vegas. She could have just got the guy's name, jerked him off, and just said, "Meet me at this hotel room," because I'm sure she probably had her own room. And be like, meet me at this hotel.
I mean, she could have fucked in the bathroom till they got caught.
But she was too damn loud. Too damn loud. This is what happens with people. People just don't understand.
Now she in jail for fucking on the flight.
She probably getting a lot of ass in jail, too.
Who knows? Big Bertha's going to love her in the showers. Here's the next one. I'm so tired. What? Big Bertha. Don't drop the soap.
See, there you go. Good riddance. Stereotypes. See,
right. Good riddance.
Stay away from stereotypes here.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm getting excited because Orange is the New Black is coming up next month. So, you know, the prison jokes got to come out now before the fuckery happens. All right, here's something else. Texas, where you at? Because y'all got some teachers that are just stupid. A 15-year-old was given a lap dance by his 42-year-old teacher.
Yeah, I saw that.
Damn, I wish
I had. They was rooting her on.
Yeah, like, she didn't even do it like behind closed doors. She did it like in the classroom.
But you know some.
What the hell?
See that? No, they shouldn't be mad at her because I bet her shit get perfect. I bet everybody got perfect.
I'm sorry, but did you teach? Did you see the teacher though? She looked busted as hell.
He 15. Yeah, he 15.
15, but man, if you go and get a lap dance, you see like all the other teachers that have been accused of sexually molesting
they're fine. Yeah.
Some of them were on Playboy. I'm just saying, you know.
I'm so glad I did not become a teacher.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But see, to make
shit in your class.
Oh, no. But to make it worse, like, she wasn't just, like, only giving him a lap dance. But the boy told the police that he sat in the chair while music played. She moved back and forth on his crotch, touched him all over his body, spanked his ass a couple times, and said, "I love you, baby. Happy birthday." So that means to me, maybe... this little 15-year-old got his cherry popped by his teacher, too.
Wonderful education system. Wonderful. Where we can find more good, dedicated teachers like that?
Oh, well, apparently, if you go to Texas, you can go to Texas at...
stupid as hell now.
Just go to Stovall Middle School. Stovall Middle School in Texas. That's where you need to go.
Yeah, I'd have been a Rhodes Scholar.
It was a black woman, too.
Yes, it was. We ain't saying no stereotypes there, but...
You know, at least the white teachers, they be sexing them up.
Oof.
Maybe sexy.
You know, and I guess that's my thing, because you rarely hear about, you know, black teachers, black mm-hmm. women teachers, and she had to be busted, though.
Like, yes.
She had to really be ugly.
She had the weave really on. She.
Because the fine ones don't get caught. Right. I ain't turning my teacher.
Oh, no. I'm just getting over the fact, like, that teacher was bold enough to do that, like, in the classroom.
Yeah, she was doing it with Miss Crouchy. Miss Crouchy ain't doing shit. Fuck that.
Shit, that's why she's called Miss Crouchy.
Motherfucker. Miss Crouchy, I be in a damn sixth grade till I'm 22.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I saw that headline. I said, this is some bullshit. Bullshit. But you know what? Here's another one. Just in time for Mother's Day, a grandmother has been arrested after her 7-year-old brought her heroin to school. So, you know, show and tell really has stepped its game up. Instead of bringing, you know, maybe mama's panties or, you know, grandma's bong.
He was trying to tell them, say no to drugs.
But I don't know. But he brought the heroin on the school property. The grandson said that he brought it from the home and was passing it around to the classmates. Now, the child, they didn't release how old the child was, but they did say that the drug was branded with the words Victoria's Secret. Okay. So.
Oh, he thought he was grabbing the panties.
He thought he was, but I'm trying to think, you know, when did panties come to look like heroin? They got laced heroin bras and panties going around now?
Maybe it was wrapped in it or something.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, that really was. That really was.
Victoria's Secret. Victoria got but a lot I'm of trying to.
That's why y'all be in the battle draws up like that. Y'all bad smack.
It's just a mess. Just a hot ass mess. Just a hot ass mess. Like, what the hell? People, just get your shit together. Get your shit together. Get your kids together and all of that. Have y'all ever had a sex oopsie? Any of y'all?
What's a sex oopsie?
You know, when you've done something wrong in sex, just fucked up. Maybe a queef here. You know, hair gets caught in the pussy, though it's not supposed to. Or maybe, you know, there's toilet paper stocked up in your ass or in your crotch.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
I'm just saying, have y'all ever had a sex oopsie?
That's a sex. What the fuck?
You know, like, you've never had, like, those awkward moments in sex where,
like,
okay.
When you hear,
yeah, it's okay. The queefs. Mm-hmm. Speaking of queefs, I don't know. I know Homeboy watched the film. Did y'all finally see the Mimi and Nico sex tape yet?
That was the best.
You don't watch porn?
No, I told you I don't watch porn.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm calling bullshit on that.
Really?
I'm calling such major bullshit. Cause I probably can ask you like the top five porn people in your list right now, and you can give me those five. Other than yourself.
Like, for real, no, I don't. Only the movies that I film or I produce. Like, for real, she think I do.
But I don't watch porn.
I don't. For real.
But if you produce it, you gotta watch some parts of the porn.
Watching and editing to that, but that's different.
That's really look like porn.
I'm sad because I'm not even looking at it. I'm trying to make sure that everything that squares and the noise and the yeah, I'm not looking at it for a sexual, you know.
For sexual enjoyment.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, why don't you do this? Look at this video for research.
What am I researching?
Mimi done queefed the entire time.
Really?
Like, I really did not realize this. I mean, it did put me in the mood. Mm-hmm. So I watched it with my girlfriend finally. She was like, baby, let's watch it.
So it got you horny?
So it got me really horny.
Okay, where did this just drop? Damn.
It got you real horny. When you
hey, she told me to caress it, so I caressed it.
No, you was
it's the difference between caressing the dick and pulling it out the socket.
Oh, my goodness. Clearly.
Got a little excited there.
I really did. I really did get a little too excited. Got a little too frisky. Okay. So my apologies. So anyways, Mimi, not Nene. I don't want to see a Nene sex tape. I don't ever want to see her. Mm-mm. Nene can keep that shit to herself. But hell no.
I'm ready to go. I'm leaving.
Oh, I would even when she like gets up on the stripper pole. I'm like, oh hell no! Like even back then, you look like a nasty, dirty woman. Like no, you just now have more money to look like you're dirty money. It's just
wow.
I'm sorry, shots fired. But anyways, turn up the sound on the porn, and you will hear Mimi just queefing during the entire time. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, it's because she said that he makes her do things and make her body do things that she's never experienced before.
And I loved, I know you watched the episode last week.
Oh, with Stevie J?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, Mimi's reaction, like, oh, you mean the tape was stolen? Bitch, that shit was so produced. It was so produced.
Really?
The first half of the movie was fine. Yes, you need to watch it because it's like, okay, if this is a stolen tape, how many camera angles do you have? Because I know when celebrities be making pornos, they don't have in their legit, you know, right, sex tapes. They don't have like a camera angle here, a camera angle there, a camera. Oh, shit. Let me do some hands-free motion. But the camera's doing this while you're getting your head sucked. Please. Well,
but you know, maybe they hit the dolly track in the
right. Yeah, you know, what she did say, she said that they be making them tapes all the time, and she just when the light come on and she see it to get her turned on. So. You know, because really I was like,
I think we saw the wrong tape.
Really?
I was
like, that damn Nico had gave that tape because he was like, here, like he already read the
contract.
He was like, here,
boom,
sign it,
get me paid.
And that was a trip that they didn't even go have no lawyers look at it or nothing.
Nothing. I just can't wait to see the rest of the season because it's going to be amazing. But, you know, like I said, sex oopsies, just tone it down on the queefing. And if you do tend to queef, like, don't acknowledge it. Just kind of laugh it off.
Well, folks don't have to calm down on the queefing. You know? They can't control their body fluids when it's coming, honey.
That's what I'm saying. But don't, like, you know, stop fucking her if she's queefing. Like, don't stop. Because obviously that's a sign that you're getting it in. Right. But, you know, maybe laugh about it. But now if it's a, now there's a fart and there's a queef. Now she farts, then shit, I would back your dick away from it. Yeah. Like, say fuck that
ain't
shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with a fart.
Uh-uh. Because, you know, some farts be nasty as hell and smelling like garbage. Okay, and
I'm not fucking? Just
not. Don't happen to me.
That's what I want to know.
It has
who
never
no.
On
and stuck up.
I'm just saying, from the first time I ever went to a strip club and didn't even have sex with the stripper, and that stripper farted in my face, I was like, oh hell no.
Yay! Time. Time out. Time out.
Yes. She was like, she had a fat old house. I'm like, yes, you gonna pop my stripper cherry. She farted. I thought I was gonna have pink eye the next morning. And then you know it's a ratchet ass club. You know it's a ratchet ass club when she keeps doing it. And then when she, it's her turn to actually go up on her set and do her thing, there's a fat old bodyguard walking around with air freshener because her ass be
stinking. You gotta come.
Maybe her name was Fart Woman.
I don't know, but she farted and it was bad. Yeah, it was like, you know what? They should eat, they need to sign contracts at strip clubs. Do not eat 5 hours prior to you performing. Don't eat that cheese. Don't eat nothing with dairy in it. Don't eat beans.
You go in the club, you see her walk around with a burrito, big ass pound burrito, and be like, nah, I don't want no last ass from you, baby.
See? So that's what I mean. Sex oopsies. That's a no-no, okay?
Did you ask for your money back?
Hell yes!
Now,
hell yes!
Is our sexy diva, Flatuation.
Not Fatuation, Flatuation. She will blow you away. Watch out, y'all. Coming to a city near you. Oh, my God.
Did she put the money in the back of her thong?
Oh, no. Tequila shots, he says, you should put some gum in her ass cheeks instead of a dollar. Fuck that. No, the gum's not even worth it. No. Here's another sex oopsie. For real, though. That's probably where they got the name of the song, Bubble Butt. Probably some stripper farted in their face. Said, fuck this. Now here's another sex oopsie.
That's why you was infatuated with her.
Oh, no, I was not infatuated with her. Fuck that shit. I don't like strippers farting in my face. That's why it took me almost like 7 years later to go to another strip club. I was like, fuck that shit.
And when you lost, you were satisfied.
Oh, no, no, no. But here's another one. Another sex oopsie. Men, I understand that, you know, her pussy is that wet. And, you know, your dick tends to slide in and out of her. But when it slides out, can you stop? And we talked about this, Naomi. Stop slapping your dick on her ass cheeks. Stop slapping your dick on the hoof of her pussy and then proceed to put that shit in. Stop with that shit. It's not sexy, okay? This is not cute. When you are standing up and you're like, stop that shit. Just stop it. I am anti dick slipping. And slapping. Stop the dick slapping.
Hey, wait, so you have on your
strap on. When I have my slap on, I never slap.
Really?
I never slap her
yeah,
ass.
For some reason,
no.
I have, like, yeah, I have to.
You were telling me that. Yeah. No, that's not cute.
No.
That is not cute. Okay, especially that's a silicone toy, so it just sounds like.
Well, it just
on
makes
her
it,
ass.
It just makes it feel that more connected to my body. Like, more.
That's just like when my girlfriend asked me, "Do you want to suck it?" I'm like, no. Oh, I don't want to suck it.
So you don't suck it either?
Fuck no. Slap some of that gun oil. Slip onto that
see,
slick
me. And you can't have sex then.
Yes, we can.
No, because you have to suck mine.
I have to suck yours?
Yes.
Okay, bring yours in next week and I'll suck it. I'm wow. Low-key scared. Actually, we were supposed to bring one in this week and compare sizes.
Well, actually, it was last week.
Oh, that shit, but you know.
Yeah.
The car, okay, next week, that is our homework, okay? We need to bring in our Yes.
Okay.
We need to bring in our weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, cool, cool.
We got to do that. Just compare sizes off camera, and then we'll maybe tweet it to people. Because, you know, Ustream will have a heart attack. They see some big black dongs up
Mine
in here.
Pink.
Oh, it's pink.
Yep. Well, I got two black ones and a pink.
Bring them all. I just have one little dark chocolate one.
Y'all finna have a dick off?
Yes, we're going to have a dick off. And we're going to slap you against the ass with it. For all your shit talking, y'all going to bend over and take it.
It ain't going to be no bad dog pound. Ain't taking no dicks and no ass.
No, you going to realize how and know how it feel when you start dick slapping women on the ass. Just stop the dick slapping.
Yeah, that's
stop dick slapping movements. Sex oopsie, just stop that. Here's another one. We're going to wrap this up real quick. Okay, here's another one. If you are a Spotify user, a Pandora user, and the commercials pop on, that's a sign that you need to upgrade to premium or at least just download some proper tunes without commercial interruptions. Because nothing is worse when you got, like, some Usher, some Tyrese, or hell, if you want to get nasty with it, maybe some Lil' Kim, you know, Suck My Dick. That's one of my favorite jams. I'm sorry.
Dog pound like this happen right here.
I'm just saying, y'all said I'm ghetto,
you're
and I'm hood with it. I'm hood. Correction, not ghetto, but hood.
Is there a difference?
You know what? I don't know.
Is there a difference between?
I would say this. I'm more ratchet.
Is there a difference? Will,
I think so.
You know, let me tell you something. One of my friends, he emailed me. I mean, texted me the other day. Apologizing for doing some fucked up shit.
Oh, but then
he was like, you know, I'm really proud of what you're doing. He said, you know, you very driven and whatever, but you ghetto, but I still love you. I'm like, I'm ghetto? I'm like, oh, okay.
The one your homie that got locked in the studio.
Oh, man. Was it him?
It was our homie. I have to tell you about that homie.
Oh, no.
Now, not to cut into that story, but some guy just said I dick slapped a chick and she had bruises on her cheeks and on her face. That is fucked up. Your name must be Chris Brown. Why are you on this show from jail? Stop that shit. He was Superman in that hole.
Y'all was fighting.
That was sword fighting mess. You are a mess. You are a mess and a half, Mr. Bits. But seriously, if you are going to have some commercials playing in the background, like, fuck that shit. Just like when you're watching, like, those ratchet-ass, you know, pornos on, like, the free sites. And they got the TV blasted in the background. And they be watching cartoons. And I'm like, why are you fucking to, like, Pokemon?
What's them, like, homemade?
Yeah, some of the homemade porn. It's like, can you put on a proper disc and not have some like Scooby Doo mess where you're like Scooby Doo Doo, and the girl's getting some back shots.
I just lied to you because when you just said that, I remember me and one of my friends. He's gay, and we was watching some gay porn here.
Hey, gay porn is kind of
gay
porn
gay.
Is high.
Like, I was like, what is he like? Because I was really like thought, like, oh my god, like is he really?
Yeah.
He was that bent over just. Put his leg up over his head, like
see,
back like that.
Y'all don't.
And I was so amazed, and like for real,
it's hot. Some good shit.
I watch gay porn.
No,
lesbian porn.
Yeah, women, yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay, let me tell you, lesbian porn is the fakest shit on the internet. Okay, from one lesbian to another lesbian, and I know there's some lesbian listeners and watchers and all that agree with me. That is the worst shit in the world. No, because half of that shit is not true.
No, I'm a lesbian.
It depends. You know, it depends on who is filming.
Right.
I swear to God, it does.
You know what? Other the shit that I've seen, I'm like, I do not
you
fuck
know,
women like
some
that.
Some of them, they need. God knows, some of them are gay for pay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
At least if you're gonna at least act.
Act like
act,
it.
Act well like yes. it. Because I'm not going to lie. Because I'm trying
yes.
to put it down.
Thank
and
you.
I'm trying to get it put down on me.
See, Naomi, stop that. You making it wet down here and tingly. You need to stop.
I'm just saying.
Don't lie, I give you a copy of Naomi's Diary.
The lesbian edition.
The lesbian edition.
The lesbian edition.
Eric, baby, loves and kisses to you too. But seriously, though, like, if you're going to watch some lesbian porn... Watch
you
some
know,
legit lesbian porn.
You absolutely correct. Because you got some that you be like, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been on set with some chicks. I'm like, for real? Like, because you're thinking in, when they get down, they're like, what are you doing? That's
yes. Nothing's worse when a woman can't even eat pussy.
Mm-mm. She be like, duh.
Yeah. It's not a kitty tight. Like
it's worse when they can't suck dick.
Oh, oh my God. Someone just said, have you ever stuck your finger in a butthole and it comes? No. No, what, no. What? Oh, and it comes out brown. That's nasty, first of all. That's why they... No, because what you're supposed to do is anal douche, okay? You're supposed to wash your ass if you are fucking anybody in the booty hole, ever. Finger condoms or not.
But what if you can't get around to all that...
Then don't do that shit. Don't fuck in the ass. That is nasty.
Oops.
Unless if you're into that. I mean, if you're into the dirty Sanchez's and all that, go ahead. But fuck, that's nasty. That's another sex oopsie. Clean your ass. Nobody wants to smell booty dust of like your meal. Like that's fucked up. Booty dust. Yes. Booty does. Here's another one. Here's my last one.
How thorough you think you can clean an ass, really?
I'm just saying.
You, I mean, like, really, what I was preparing for anal scenes and stuff like that. Like, I had to do an enema.
There you go.
You know, clean it out with the enema. And then, like, the morning before, I'll take some Imodium so it will stop. But then I would still clean it again with just warm water.
There you go.
And put it up there and flush it where it's clean.
Yeah, but it's still ass, though.
Yeah,
but ain't no shit in there.
Exactly. And you know what? If your ass is that smelly and nasty, then you don't need to be advertising saying, come fuck my ass. Like, don't do that. Just like, if you know you have a stinky pussy, women, okay? Don't advertise that your pussy is so good and then it smells like last week's fish market. Like, that's nasty and disgusting. Okay, these are tips.
I like seafood.
I like seafood on my plate. I don't like seafood in the bedroom. Okay, I don't. And Luis, no porn star today. It's just me, your girl Sapphire. I'm actually wrapping up because your girl is not going into the second hour tonight. Unfortunately, I know. Ooh. We're cutting this short. We are cutting it short. But some of you guys who know me, y'all know that I'm just a busy bitch. But yes, we are going to be wrapping up very shortly. But yes, I just want you guys to know that next week, here's some things. So yes, we are ending the show right now. I know you guys were enjoying the sex oopsies, the getting caught or catching your parents. And next week, we're actually going to have a porn starlet come in. Her name is Venus Lux. Look her up. She is hot and steamy. And if you are into the TSs, I'm just going to say this chick is fine. Got nice ass and titties. So definitely check her out. Venus Lux will be in the building with us next Monday. Also, we are going to talk about being creeped on, perved and creeped on. We're going to talk about that because y'all just, there is just some nasty people out there. And we'll get into that because there's just some places that you don't need to be creeping on, a.k.a. the 99 cent store. But we will talk about that next week. But yes, I am still looking for some artists out there that I would love to showcase your songs during our breaks. So please get at me on Twitter at Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Also, that's on my Kick. That's also on Twitter, like I said, Instagram and Snapchat. No dick pics. Stop with that shit. Give me a forewarning, especially if you upgraded to the new Snapchat. Text me first on the Snapchat to say that you want to send me a dick pic. I'm sick of that shit. I don't like waking up and seeing a bunch of dicks and like really like in my face in the morning. That's the last thing I want to see.
Dick in the face is not a bad thing.
Not when it looks like I'm not going to talk shit about this one guy's. Actually, I'm going to talk shit about this one guy's dick. It looked like he had an infection and I wanted to say to him, you need to go get your dick checked. Okay? If it's flared and it's red and it should be a dark black penis, please get your shit checked. If it's white and it looks like it got crabs on it, get that shit checked. Okay, white stuff around there, you might have a yeast infection. Oh, get that shit checked. And on that note, I'm going to say this. Safe sex is the best hot sex. And I will see you guys next Monday for some more fun with myself and all you people, all you sexy motherfuckers out there, a.k.a. my earbuds. I love you guys. Good night.
By Felicia, the ghetto definition. When somebody say they leave and you can really give two shits less than they are, the name becomes Felicia. The real name becomes irrelevant because nobody really cares. By Felicia.
Hey.
Bye Felicia.
I don't know your name, you ain't pumping mine, I ain't even trying, you ain't worth the time.
Bye Felicia.
bye, Felicia. I know your type, you ain't worth the hype. Y'all all alike, hope you ain't right. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. I don't know your name, you ain't cross my mind. I ain't even trying, you ain't worth the time. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. I know your type, you ain't worth the hype. Y'all all alike, hope you ain't right. So I was chilling with Slim, and I met this chick named Kismet, Nadia's sister. Can't lie, little bitch was bad. I was trying to get with her.
You was trying to get with her?
Why, yes, my boy. Thought she was amazing. Come to find out, this young hoe lazy. Man, this young hoe crazy. She'll lie and lie.
Just lie, lie.
Yeah, boy, lie and lie. Had me spending cash and driving miles. Every time she cry, cry. Yes, I missed. I was wrong. The truth be told, that deal don't happen at all.